T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The NFL made a ton of changes yesterday. Hey, welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. And I know that, Perloff, you've got thoughts on which rules and stuff are the best or the worst or whatever. The one thing that they announced yesterday is not actually a rule that I disliked. We can talk about kickoffs and all that stuff till the cows come home. Stop putting games on Christmas when Christmas doesn't fall on a Sunday. I really, really dislike this from the NFL. Listen, they know they've got us. They took Thanksgiving and we all went along with it. And we love Thanksgiving with football. It's become part of like the American experience for sports fans to have football on Thanksgiving. But Christmas to me, you're going out of your way now to capitalize on the fact that people are gathered together and mostly off of work if you can afford to be.
Right.
And it almost feels like, I know this is crazy because it's an entertainment product, but it's like you're taking advantage of the fact that people happen to be off of work. And I know that's the point, but it's so, to me, disruptive for family events and gatherings. I absolutely loathe this. And again, I'll say this. Even if you don't celebrate Christmas, because of how this holiday is in this country, most people get it off. So
right.
You're not a religious person or whatever, you generally have time off in this moment.
Everything you're describing sounds good to me. Everyone's got time off. They're with their family. Let's put on a football game.
Now on a Wednesday?
Right. I think you're making the argument. Everyone's got off from work. It's better to show a football game that everybody wants to watch when people are off from work rather than when they're on work.
Okay. If it's me and it's my team.
Yeah.
And the thing is about the NFL is if you have fantasy teams or whatever, almost every game is important. We're also talking about deep into the season, so we might be talking about playoff races and things like that. There's going to be a lot of reasons to watch these games. If this was my team, if this was the Bills, I would loathe this because you want to know why? I've got other responsibilities during this holiday where I'm moving around and I have family that has to be attended to and you want to make this special for your kids and all of the stuff that maybe where I am specifically in my life. This becomes, I'm not going to be able to watch this with the attention that I would be able to if this was just on the regular schedule, Thursdays, Sundays, Mondays.
Yeah, but I mean, I think a lot of people work on those other days and everyone is home. So you could, I'll bet you there are a lot of people who this situation is better. For you, it might not be, but I think for a lot of people, it's a good situation. And the other thing, I speak for me and a lot of my friends, less time having to talk to weird Uncle Bill, the better off you are.
On.
I think the excuse to go to the TV to get away from extended family is a very important thing.
NFL's doing a service.
I actually don't mind. I didn't love when they had the whole slate on, what was it? This year was it Christmas Eve or Christmas? That was kind of annoying. I think it was Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve. I did not like that.
It was both. Well,
yeah, it was both because they're both a week apart. I'm totally fine with more Christmas football. I understand Wednesday is not ideal from a rest standpoint, but the idea of if it's any other day of the week, it's great. I need more football on TV during family events. Any excuse to get away from people and watch football. And listen, how much do you have to say to your family members? Don't you want to go and sit in front of a TV with them? Isn't that the whole point of having football on Christmas?
I don't know. Oh. Sometimes you travel long distances, you know?
Yes. Oh, perfect.
And sometimes I think you just don't want the distraction of football because here's the thing, whether I don't want to watch football or not, and I'm like obviously the biggest football fan in my family, even if I said, listen, I can watch this later, I can record it, I can do what I need to do for my job at another time, I know other people are going to want to watch it. I do want to be with my family. I'm sorry if that makes me weird. I'm sorry if I want to be the person who's like, hey, this is special, and maybe because it's partly my job to watch TV, I don't consider that unique or special. I'm always watching football. I get to do that for a living. I get that I'm a privileged position there. Can't we do something where your traditions, your special time, your sacred time with family now gets disrupted because we all got to watch Titans Jags?
Simply, this is the softest take you've ever had in your entire life, Maggie. I'm disappointed.
Oh, come on,
I'm disappointed in you. You want to spend quality time with family instead of watching, I mean, Titans Jags, that's, I mean, take the AFC South. Say we got a Packers Lions game. Oh, man, sign me up.
Man,
Okay. What if it was another? Is it the Wednesday part or is it the Christmas day? Sounds like you're not good with any Christmas day.
I don't like the Christmas because here's the thing about it being on a Wednesday. We can talk about that and the disadvantage it could give to teams and the advantage it could give to others in terms of how much rest you have at that time of the year where playoff races are going to be in the field in full view and all of that. But again, that's once every. That's not every year. It doesn't happen all the time. You know, it's a random one. To go out of your way, though, to put this on a Wednesday, it doesn't bolster the whole, player safety or any of that kind of stuff. And we know that rest can be such an advantage or disadvantage, like I said. So I don't love the Wednesday, but I will grant you that's a this year problem. That's not a forever problem.
Right. I think I get excited when I see there's a football game on this. I wake up differently on days where there's an NFL game. And obviously you wake up excited on Christmas morning anyway, but I think this just adds to it. And you're late in the season. Hopefully you won't have a backup quarterback. I am psyched to watch this game. And I hope that my in-laws don't say, oh, Andrew, we're serving dinner at 4 o'clock and you're going to miss the Cowboys. But that's sometimes Thanksgiving. I got to miss. Sometimes I'll miss chunk of the game. But I still like the option of having it there.
Yeah.
This is going to be great. You're telling me, you're saying this now, come Christmas Day, it's going to be 3 o'clock and you're going to be so sick of your family. You're going to tune in and it's going to be the Dolphins versus Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers. You're not going to enjoy that game?
No, I'm okay with doing a holiday without football.
I'm not.
So they have Thanksgiving already. It's great. We've given them Thanksgiving. It could be you're right. You're going to end up missing chunks of the game. Like, it's just impossible.
I would put a special Arbor Day game if I could. The more football, the better.
So they get Thanksgiving, Christmas now, New Year's and New Year's Day, obviously, college football. But now the NFL is also impeded on that as well, where I feel like that was really college. That was their territory. I hate the college football playoff when that's on New Year's Eve. And they changed that this year.
New Year's Eve is not ideal. But if they play those games earlier in the day, I'm okay. But well, Christmas
but
is great.
There's this little thing called time zones. So
Christmas is great. By the way, you never complain about the NBA doing Christmas.
You know, because I don't think the NBA, no disrespect to the NBA, but that's going to be one out of 82. And I know those matchups are great, but the NBA has kind of shot itself in the foot with the load management and everything. I know guys tend to play on Christmas more, but it's not must-see when it's one game of 82. If my football team is in week 14 and we're in a playoff hunt, I have to watch this game, or I feel like I have to watch this game. Family, you know, is going to have to rearrange now around the NFL.
I mean, as someone who's a football fan who has dealt with these Christmas games recently, I've just not watched the day games. I'm just like, sorry, I'm not doing that. Because I think there's a function about Christmas that makes this different that I think we're missing is, number one, you have church obligations for some people, so religion. So it's not like it's not Thanksgiving where it's like, oh, you can just, you know, sit around all day. It's like, all right, let me go over to Annie's house, you know, at 3. Like, you're actually doing stuff.
Do we eat at noon? Do we eat at 3?
Yeah, there's some people actually doing stuff all morning, number one. Number two, there's an aspect of, with Christmas, people are getting gifts. People are planning events. Like, Thanksgiving, the whole purpose is to just be around with your family. Christmas actually isn't always that. Christmas sometimes is actually going to see the Rockettes if you're in New York, or going to whatever your local thing is there.
Church, we might mention church.
That's the first thing I said. First thing I said was church.
Yeah, yeah.
It could be people giving gifts. So it's like, oh, let me try out my gift. That's going on my RV, or that's going out on my motorcycle, or going out on the lake. Like, there are aspects of it that actually say, okay, good, I got my gifts, and we're family. Okay, now let's go do stuff.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving is not that. So it makes sense to say, okay, well, you're not doing anything at home besides probably avoiding your aunt's questions about when you're getting married. So you say, all right, let me watch a football game to try to get out of that. It's totally different with Christmas. So I think that to me is one of the things that frustrates me is like, football is a commitment. You can't kind of just put it on the background and not be paying attention. So you're telling me I got to pay attention for 6 hours on a day where maybe I want to play my new PS5.
You know,
or maybe I do want to go on my ATV. Like, or you know, like I think that's screwed up, honestly.
Yeah, you'll find time.
Bilotti, where are you on this one?
6 hours.
Bilotti, where are you on this one?
I think that everyone's a bunch of pigs, and I think it's too much. We can't take a break from anything now. Everything's so in your face. I will watch it if it's there, but I'm not making an appointment to watch it unless maybe if it's the Jets. But nah,
That'll go well.
To me, they could have did without doing Christmas, but it's not going to, I mean, they're taking
everything. Perloff can't let just the Jets get mentioned without making
a
dig.
I mean, the Black Friday game, I didn't watch.
Oh, thing you didn't, because did you know that there was a kickoff that turns into a
No, remember you guys kept texting me, and I wasn't texting back, and you're like, he just hasn't texted back, and I'm like, oh, sorry, I wasn't watching.
It was a Hail Mary
interception
for a pick six.
And a
Javon
Buffalo.
Holland.
Butt fumble was a holiday too, right?
That was I think, Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's why I was saying the Jets. The Jets might be good, but they have had some tough holiday luck.
I would have kept off of Christmas. And
by the way, if I give you a choice, Black Friday or Black Friday, and that's a problem because you have to go out shopping. I did not like that game. I remember I was at Primark in the King of Prussia Mall trying to watch a Jets game. That was annoying.
I would take Black Friday over Christmas.
Same.
Because at least Black Friday, you're at home. It's not like you're required to go out for the.
But that's the busiest shopping. Most people do.
But it's
a lot of people do online shopping now. And
why do you think Amazon wants this game?
It's a realistic thing. We can't act like people are just busting down doors the way they used to.
The mall is still crazy. We go every year. We go to King of Prussia, the biggest mall in the country, I think, in Philadelphia. It's still a little nuts.
It's not the same as it was 10 years ago.
I'm definitely going to be home on Christmas Day.
But what about Black Friday if they do a game at 3 o'clock? You're still at the mall at 3 o'clock?
I just didn't love the game last year. Maybe it was the matchup. Was it Jets Dolphins?
Yeah, you don't like the Jets.
Right, yeah, you hate the Jets. So that's part of it. I'm telling you, if it was the Lions and you know, again, Lions and Packers, like you said, you would feel a certain way.
No, but I have to be home Christmas Day. I know I'm going to be on my couch. Friday at 3 o'clock, there's a good chance I'll be out.
You know, but that's just your specific schedule, right?
Exactly. I think more people are home on Christmas Day than Black Friday. I mean, everybody's, where are you going to go? There's not a single store. Where else are you going
to
be?
People go to shows. People go to movies. That's a big movie day. We mentioned church earlier, so he's talking about you're doing something in the morning, maybe early afternoon, depending on where you are.
A lot of people have to work Black Friday. I think more people are definitely home.
And like I said, there are people who get gifts who want to then try out their gifts. Like if I get an ATV, I get a skateboard, I get whatever.
Your Christmas sounds like it rocks, by the way. ATV.
I'm trying to talk to America.
Yeah.
People are not getting ATVs out there. That's nuts.
I would love to get an ATV.
How many ATVs do you think are given out on Christmas?
You don't think in Boise, Idaho, or in places in where there's farmland and where there's country that they're not getting ATVs dirt bikes and things like
no,
course.
I think people have those. I know they do. That's an awesome gift.
Or even just a bike, a skateboard. It doesn't have to even be something like that.
Yeah. I'll take ATV.
I'll take it too. I'm just saying, like, if you like there, like, I know I get gifts that I want to experience. So there are five NBA games on. I know Knicks play at noon. All right, I'll tune into the Knicks maybe, and then just kind of peek in every now and then. Basketball is not the kind of game. It's kind of like baseball. I don't think you have to sit there and
watch,
like,
the whole thing.
Watch the whole thing. You can watch for a quarter, watch for 10 minutes, and be fine. NFL is totally different.
I'm watching 8 hours of television, no matter if an NFL game is on or not.
Do you get any good gifts, Pearl? What do you
we get? No, I'm like a dad. The gifts suck. I just like socks. I don't need to play with my socks.
That's true.
You know what? I'm going to back up Pearl off on this one. I don't want to say the older you get, the more the gifts suck, but.
Yeah, I'm not getting ATVs, I'll tell you that much.
The more you're looking for cash in an envelope.
I get, like, socks, and my in-laws generously give me a Runner's Warehouse gift certificate. Like, there's nothing. No, we're adults. You're not going out and playing with your presents.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just don't think that many people are getting presents that can't be played with in the living room.
I was just thinking about that. Totally. When's the last time I got something that I had to do immediately?
Yeah, and then you had to go outside for. When's the last time what presents did you get? Oh, my gosh, What's that?
A bike.
For your kids. Right. I'm saying, when's the last time I got a bike?
Nobody's giving me a bike for Christmas.
Yeah, but also, I know, but you guys are older adults.
Are you getting a bike for Christmas?
Andrea got me a bike for Christmas 2 years ago, yeah.
But are you going right outside in the cold?
EJ apparently is 8 years old. He needs to get out on his
Huffy. Sorry, guys. We're in America where there's places in the South where it's nice on Christmas. And, like, or people, again, we're talking about ATVs or dirt bikes. where yes, you do want to go out in the mud and you
do
want to go out in the
windows. We're not disparaging that gift. We're just saying those are big for gifts. I guess my family
doesn't. Christmas.
No, but my family doesn't do. What's an ATV? Is it $5,000? I have no idea. How much does an ATV cost? Let's do prices
that
right.
Does it fit under the tree? Probably not.
I'm seeing $2,000.
I feel like you guys are underestimating how kind of common ATVs are in like non-city land.
I've ridden them, EJ. It's not about that. No one in my family gives each other gifts that are $2,000 for Christmas. We don't go that in my family. We don't go that big.
Right.
Like, to Perloff's point, mm-hmm. we get a lot of books and a lot of
Legos are shown.
And then the kids get, my house. The kids get stuff, and the kids get toys and play kitchens and stuff like that. But it's not about, we know there's ATVs.
Okay.
It's just more about an ATV as a Christmas present. That's not something that's in my world. Someone getting someone else that big of a gift wouldn't happen
like
in my world.
Like the big bowl over the Lexus. That's not happening either.
That is about to say. You have me thinking, it comes over the mountain through the snow.
Oh, and the ones where there's two in the driveway. Like, who's doing that?
How about the one that plays all the time where the dad thinks the Lexus is for him or whatever car it is, and the son's like, oh, now I have to give it to you? I'm like, dude, you don't have to give it to me. Your dad thought it was for him.
Right.
It's a Mercedes, I think.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to give me a Mercedes for Christmas, I'm down. I'll skip the NFL if that's the case.
Or a mansion. Buy me. I'll take a mansion.
855-212-4CBS. Now I want to go to EJ's for Christmas. You're getting bikes over there? I want.
EJ, you
I
don't even drive.
Andrea.
Where is this ATV coming from?
I'm trying to speak for non-me, okay? Like, I'm trying to think outside the box and say, okay, first of all, again, there are things I get that I may get a new phone. I may get a new headphones. I may get a new video game. I may get PS5. I don't want to have to sit and watch football for 6 hours. I know that because I feel like every year the NBA does it, and I know, okay, there's a lot of stuff I want to do with these gifts I just got.
I understand.
Let me give me an hour or two in the game, and then I'll go do what I want to do for the rest of the day.
I just think it's quite a narrow take to say the NFL should not schedule games on Christmas Day so people can go out and drive their new ATVs. maybe some people. I just don't think you're talking millions of people.
I started with skateboards, boats. I started with bikes. It's beyond just that.
That's funny. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Doubleheader on Christmas on a Wednesday. Yeah. Do you like it? Do you hate it? Let us know.
Is it interrupting your off-road time?
These are the important questions that need to be answered. Again, 855-212-4CBS. You can also go and you can hit us up on social media if you want to, at Maggie and Pearl. If you go there, you will find a couple things. You will find our great debate question of the day, the most must-see baseball player of all time, as it is opening day eve. We also have our Maggie and Perloff bracket of one-hit wonders, March Madness, Maggie and Perloff style. You can go vote to see who makes it through to the Sweet 16 in the cruising region. Lots of ways to get in touch with the show on social media at Maggie and Pearl, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio, twitch.tv/CBS Sports Radio, or give us a call, 855-212-4CBS.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. Heated debate here. Do you like having two NFL games on Christmas Day? I'm fine with it. More NFL, the better. Maggie thinks it interrupts with family activities. Now, EJ says it interrupts with his ability to play with his toys. Now, technically, that's true. Adult toys, not little kid toys.
Yeah, let's clear that up here.
Yeah. Not when I say adult toys, I meant like, anyway, you know what I mean.
Electronics. Please. A PS5.
Yeah. EJ claims that everyone's getting
electronics.
Yeah. EJ claims everyone's getting ATVs and they have to go outside and use them. Here are the most popular gift categories last year. Number one, clothing. You could get a new sweater and watch a football game. That's no problem. Number two, gift cards, which is a growing phenomenon. And then
I love them.
Yeah, me but then too. You forget to use them, and the company is just making so much money off of that. Three, toys. So toys, you might need to go outside. Four, books, video games, and other media. I think this is EJ doesn't want his video game time ruined by having to watch a Dolphins game. And five is food and candy, which fits perfectly. So I think you can do most of these things except video games and watch football at the same time.
I know that, again, we can. This is just about preference. I don't love on a Wednesday. If it's Sunday, it actually falls on the schedule. Okay, everyone's in their rhythm here. But to go out of your way to put them on a Wednesday just because you know people are going to be home.
We're really going to get into this gift thing, and I know you guys, Maggie will deal with this. So yeah. I'm actually going to put Maggie in here. there are times where you get your kids a gift like it's a wiffle ball thing,
right,
or it's a football.
Right.
They're not going to do it on their own if you have a single kid. So you have to then, hey, let's throw ball in the backyard. Like, there are
what
aspects.
Do you have a 7-hour catch? You can fit that in at halftime.
I'm saying, we're going to do this for 5 minutes and I'm going to go watch football for 7 hours. Like, not everybody wants to do that. Like, some people, like, want the break. They want to see their kids play whatever they got.
No, like, there's nobody like that. You don't have kids there. Not a single person who wants to see their kid play wiffle ball.
2 feet of snow or fielding grounders.
Yeah. When I was a kid, Dad threw me the wiffle ball and said, go out there and have fun. He's not coming out there and throwing me a curve.
Well, Josh in Arkansas agrees with EJ on this one. Hey, Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I 100% agree. This is the best day to guarantee I get to spend time with my kids outside. Open their new gifts, shoot their new guns, or ride their four-wheelers. Every year on Christmas, it's one of my happiest moments to where I can just spend the entire day relaxing with my kids. And it doesn't matter what it is. We go right. fishing. We pick up football games with, you know, relatives or whatever. It's just about being there the one day of the year guaranteeing that I got my kids' attention. Because there's so many distractions in this world. This is the day that I get to guarantee that I get to spend all day fishing, hunting, riding four-wheelers, doesn't matter. And they're not going to cost you $2,000. You get around Christmas time, you can find some Joe Blow down the road selling a four-wheeler for $500 and you'll buy it.
Joe.
So okay. They called me a madman.
I actually agree. You just got to get out and spend time with your children because there's too many distractions for these kids.
Josh, I agree. I agree with you. I don't like this on Christmas because I want to spend time with family, whether it's your kids or whatever. And thank you for the phone call. It's funny though. It's like it's the one day your Josh said where you have your kids' attention, and as a parent, I get that because I've just bribed them for their attention because I'm giving them all these gifts. It's funny.
No, it's a fun activity to do with your kids.
Sounds fun at Josh's house.
Yeah, a fun activity to do with your kids. Plop them in front of that TV and say, "Hey, we got Dolphins are 4.5-point underdogs. What do you think, Billy? Let's go for it.
9 hours of football. Let's go."
Yeah,
that's happening at eBay's house.
Yeah, that's what we all do with our dads is watch football. I mean, yeah, it's nice to go fishing. That sounds great. But first of all, what's happening the other 364 days, Josh?
Well, this is the time when everyone can be together. And I didn't know you could get a deal on an ATV like that. I live in the burbs, guys. I don't live in the city.
You need an ATV.
I live in ATV country.
Yeah.
I think I'm in a strong majority. Yes, nuclear family is fun on Christmas, but spending time with your extended family, do you people really want to spend time with your extended family? Isn't everyone's extended family crazy?
Yeah, okay. And can I also point out, too, that you don't have to watch the game on Christmas. It can be there. You can still go outside with your kids and shoot your guns and drive your ATVs and play your video games or your wrestling figurines. Like, you can do all those things.
Okay.
Why did you point at Pete?
Because I was talking about Pete with the wrestler.
It's a direct shot.
Like, it's okay to not watch an NFL game. It's on TV. You're not required to watch it.
Wait, what?
I got Bobby Heaton the other day.
I do not know of what you
Wait,
speak.
I don't understand. Let's see. 2 o'clock on Christmas Day. You guys are all outside doing the activities. Get out of here. You're home. You're watching. You're probably cruising through Netflix.
No, there's no way America's
out there doing all these active things.
This is where Perloff tries to get everybody on his side.
It is my side. No.
We're telling you, it's like, yes, do people have crazy people in their family? Yes. We still like spending time with our family. You're like, no, you don't. Like, yes,
honestly,
we do.
You're telling me there are people out there who'd rather do anything than sit in front of a TV and watch football? I think I'm right here. Nobody's going outside and playing wiffle ball and fishing.
Why
do you think Roger
about?
Goodell's like, well, we got the wiffle ball crowd. Let's not put the game here. He knows 30 million people would rather just sit on their couch. I feel like more people like Homer Simpson and me. We just want to sit on our couch and watch TV. That's what you end up doing on Christmas.
Yeah.
Maybe you watch Home Alone. I mean, it's not like, I'm sorry. I'm a pretty active person. At 3 o'clock on Christmas Day, I'm not out there doing any playing badminton with the kids. It's just not happening.
Hey, look, I'm watching the Yule Log and playing some volleyball. Come on. What I want to do.
That's a fun image.
And also,
what do you do on Christmas then?
Watch TV.
Is it the NBA?
Let's see, Christmas. So we. Okay.
When is that again?
Christmas Eve, we have to go to my brother-in-law's. Okay. And then we come home. And then Christmas morning, we do the presents. It's all wrapped up by noon.
Didn't you murder chickens with your sister last Christmas? Was that when that happened?
Right. Oh, and then my sister, when she has a party, it's all time. And there's nothing better than she has a gigantic feast, and we all sit around and watch football. It's amazing.
And she has a farm where she
kills the chickens.
Yeah.
No big thing. Just
so
snap
like
their
Merry
neck.
Christmas. Hi to the chickens and then eating the chickens like 4 hours
yeah,
later.
Yeah, I mean, you think you guys had Merry a tough on Christmas. Those chickens really have a tough.
You know what? You're right. We didn't think about the chickens.
Ho, ho, ho.
They do have it worse.
I can watch Broncos Raiders first, then snap their neck.
Oh, my gosh.
It totally disrupts the order of things.
I just can't wait till this Christmas Day game. And I just want you guys to all send me photos of what you're doing at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's going to be sitting in front of a TV.
Man, I'm buying ATVs just for the picture.
Yeah. It's probably you head over, you call up Josh and find a deal in Arkansas.
I know.
In reality, it's probably grabbing some child and pulling them out of some room after they're going crazy over some toy. That's what's probably happening.
A lot of sugar in the mix too, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And daddy and mommy haven't eaten anything in the day.
Honestly, if it's 3 o'clock on Christmas Day, how many glasses in am I in by that time?
Hopefully.
I'd like to be asleep. I want a Christmas Day nap at 3 p.m.
Wow. Well, if you start drinking at 11.
You might get that nap, but just keep your arm loose. 3 hours of wiffle ball is on the horizon there for Mr. Bogus.
No, I can't throw. I've got my golf tennis elbow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on the IL.
Ride your ATV afterwards up that giant hill by your house.
Hey, by the way, what's up with the epidemic of weird elbow injuries happening on this side of the road?
Old age.
Yeah. I actually have no problem. It's just, again, trying to make a connection.
Oh, you said.
My new way in. Well, my elbow hurts too, buddy.
Wow. Also, golfer's elbow? Even though you haven't picked up a pair of golf clubs in a decade?
Start with a new physical therapist today. If anyone wants to go with me, it's around the corner.
What's her name?
I don't know if it's a guy or girl.
Okay.
I'm going to walk in. Our boss recommended this place.
Yeah.
So
what did you say?
I don't know if it's a doctor. Go back to the
Yeah. Are you sure it's not just like some kind of warehouse, considering the
is
quack doctors you used to go to?
Question.
Yeah. No.
Is that like the signs on his car is your PT?
I went to big time corporate for that very reason. I didn't go to Google. I asked around.
There we go.
Last time Perloff went to a weird doctor and got a rash from a homemade hot tub.
He went 8 times and picked up numerous issues and continued to go 8 times.
It healed my ankle.
Did it?
Yeah.
It gave everyone else the bubonic plague, but sure, it healed your ankle.
Right.
Sorry, humanity.
Because of that experience, I went full corporate here. I have one of the biggest PT companies in America. It's probably going to be a soulless experience. I'm probably going to go back to the kook again.
At least you were getting a really tailored experience when you went to the quacky, kooky guy.
Well, here's my question. When you go into a PT and you have 3 or 4 body parts that are injured, I have a prescription for my knee. Can I also ask them to work on the side on my elbow? Is that
I'm
weird?
Sure they get that.
Then you should just go to Dr. Rock then. And have him work on your elbow.
No, he's a foot doctor.
I know, but but just have him work on your elbow then.
I see what you're saying. Just any old doctor?
Right. Yeah,
While I'm here, do you generally do that with doctors? Like, I know you're a proctologist, but can you mind taking a look in this eye infection?
So, actually, Dr. Pepper, my elbow hurts as well.
Yeah, by the way, you guys, I offered you Dr. Positano's hockey tickets and there was no interest.
No, we just can't. We can't figure out a date.
You better hurry up.
I know.
You guys are too busy taking the kids out to play wiffle ball?
Yeah.
Prepping for Christmas, yeah.
That's right.
There you go.
You're too busy ATV shopping.
It's a month-long preparation. Got to save up that money for that ATV.
Whatever. EJ, we're all going to your house for Christmas. This sounds like the Price is Right going on.
We get to play video games.
Well, the one problem about Christmas is it doesn't start till like noon. That's when everybody wakes up.
Carry that 72-inch TV.
Whatever. I got to figure out a way to get the jet ski home that's going on.
Top of the car.
I figured this all out mid segment. You just want to play video. You want to play your new video game, so you're annoyed that there's an NFL game. Is that what's going on?
That's part of it, but not all of it.
Bogus has headlines. Hello.
The Spurs beat anybody without Wemby. The Lakers won in Milwaukee without LeBron. Nothing makes sense anymore. Last night, the Bucks had all their good players, had a 19-point fourth quarter lead, and they let Austin Reeves beat them.
D'Angelo Russell with the ball for the Lakers. Russell to Reeves, open for three. Good! Austin Reeves puts the Lakers up by 3.
John Ireland on Lakers Radio. Reeves, 29 points, 14 rebounds, 10 assists in the 128-124 thriller. Anthony Davis chipping in, 34 points, 23 boards in 52 minutes. Doc Rivers says he had 34 minutes to fix his team and couldn't do it.
Honestly, I thought it started in the beginning of the third. You know, I just never thought we reached the intensity level that we had for the first half.
Oh, they're cooked. The Lakers have won
definitely won the
four
title.
In a row. They remain 2.5 games clear of the Warriors for ninth out west, with Golden State winning in Miami last night, 113-92. The Thunder scored the final 12 points of the game to win in New Orleans, 119-112. And the Mavs hammered the Kings in Sacramento, 132-96, to break their tie for sixth in the West. If you needed a Jimmer Fredette fix or were simply wondering where he was these days, the Paris Olympics have come to the rescue. Jimmer apparently picked for the U.S. 3-on-3 team that'll play in Paris this summer. The rest of the foursome is Canyonberry, Rick's son. He played in the G League for a bit, plus 3-on-3 vets Kareem Maddox and Pete's favorite, Dylan Travis.
Wait, I've got a question for you.
Please.
So this is our Olympic team 3-on-3.
Correct.
We couldn't get someone younger than Jimmer Fredette. He's 35.
I can't speak to the player pool for Olympic 3-on-3 hoops.
3-on-3, it's only half court, right? So you don't necessarily need youth. Maybe that's the argument.
That's true.
Okay. I guess
3-on-3
like,
is a then the much different sport.
It's a half court. So like Jimmer is known for his unlimited range. Does that even help you in a 3-on-3?
Maybe at unlimited range at 25.
I think shooting's a big deal. I play with some 3-on-3 guys.
Yeah.
I can, when I say play with, I'm on the same court sometimes. It's much more of a shooter's game, and you don't have to be nearly as athletic.
Okay, but we have the NBA is full of shooters who are currently the NBA, who are American, who might not be good enough to make the
12-on-12 team.
Well, but what about the leftover?
But the women's 3-on-3 teams, those are like WNBA players.
People, that's
like,
what I'm talking about.
Kelsey Plum was definitely on it.
Yeah, she played on it last time.
Right, that's why I'm like, I know disrespect to Jimmer Fredette, upstate New York legend, but we don't have anybody else in the pipeline.
In all seriousness, couldn't the IOC call Ice Cube? And have him.
But
isn't that like
Katino Mobley and Sharif Abdul-Rahim and retired players?
They're way older, but so's Jimmer.
Yeah, I don't think any of the active players do 3-on-3.
I would also say that it's possible that you can't be in the NBA and play in this. Is there a way that they've limited who could play 3-on-3? Like, I'm sure other countries are not putting in, like, but because, like, it would be easy otherwise to, like, throw Miles Turner and some leftover guys in that 3-on-3
Jimmer's,
and just dominated.
Jimmer's not going to want to match up with him.
But wouldn't it be awesome, though, then to have, like, maybe your college guys or young guys playing this? Like, maybe it's not NBA guys. Maybe it's Reed Shepard of Kentucky or
Dalton Connect.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be cool.
Yeah, Reed Connect had his big 3 points in that loss. I don't know. I'd rather see
you
Jimmer.
Said Reed Connect?
Reed Shepard. I'd rather have Jimmer than those guys. Jimmer's perfect for 3-on-3, but you don't need to run up and down the court.
But it could help college hoops.
Right, but it'd be a platform for these guys to play overseas.
They would probably get killed, though, because they're too young, right?
If we can't beat Serbia in 3-on-3, then
Serbia
will
kill. If
those
you
guys
put out college players,
during that game.
Yeah, those guys.
No, they got all their best guys playing in the main tournament.
These guys have been
tournament.
Through wars. They're going to kill Reed Shepard.
God, they're killing on the team.
Yeah, that's it. 3-on-3. You can afford to smoke too. They're fine.
We should do celebrities of each place.
Oh, I like that.
That's a good idea.
Wait, each country sends their best celebrities.
That's
like it's
right.
Rock and Jock or something.
Like Novak Djokovic plays basketball for Serbia.
That's exactly.
Oh, what they should do is they should send people who have played basketball in movies or in music videos.
Oh, I like
and
that.
Have those people play 3-on-3.
So not so even like J. Cole, who's a good basketball player.
Send like Wesley Snipes.
Like
they should spend people like that. Unfortunately, Hernan Gomez is an NBA player.
He's Spain, so we can't get him.
Yeah, no, and I'm saying like, but every country
he looks
take
so good
like
at that movie. By the way, like he looks
know,
like
Maggie,
the best basketball player of all time.
Stop drooling over.
That part too. No, I meant his skills.
Oh yeah. Oh, you did say several times, man. That Hernan Gomez is a handsome guy.
Yeah, Juancho.
I keep calling him Bo Cruz. I like the celebrity idea. I think Pete's on to something.
Yeah, send Woody Harrelson. That'll be great.
You know what's going to end up happening is somehow Drake is going to get it. Oh, no, he's Canadian, so he'd have to be on their team.
Oh, I would love that. We could crush him. Crush Drake.
Just trying to think of other celebrities who will kind of work their way.
He would carpet back his way somehow on Team USA.
Yeah, I was going to say. He's not going to be denied.
Morgan Freeman. That'd be great.
Freeman's like 80.
Well, he could do commentary during the game. He could call. Say anything, and it sounds great.
Well, look, if Spain gets Hernan Gomez, then we should get Ray Allen.
Definitely, Jesus Shuttlesworth.
A little older.
I think he's probably still better than Hernan Gomez.
How about J.J. Redick? He always wants to annoy us, so let's put him in the...
Hey, by the way, do you have another idea for the J.J. LeBron James podcast?
Thank you for
podcast?
Asking me. Yes, I do on my list. Let's go to...
By the way, this is if Pete Bilotti was the producer of the LeBron James J.J. Redick podcast. He would want them to talk about anything but basketball.
Right.
So we asked him to make a rundown, a fake rundown, you know, like a mock-up of what the topics he would want them to cover if he produced that show.
So one day they would do a Fogo de Chao beer test. So we would, throughout the entire show, they would have slabs of meat and have copious amounts of beer at the same time to see if it works. So,
Sit there?
On horseback?
Talk about betting. The topic would be betting.
Betting.
It would be
okay.
Otani betting. That would be one segment. We'd have Pete Rose on as a guest, and then they would also do 10 safe bets that they can all make. And it would be a betting show, but they would have that running gag with Fogo de Chao and the beer throughout the whole show. And they would do it at a casino for that day.
Okay.
Some conflicts there, but yeah, I like it. I like it.
Yeah, I do.
It's entertaining. That's all you care about.
It's just funny that it would start with Shohei's scandal. And now we're going to talk about it.
Now here's Pete Rose.
LeBron talking to Pete Rose would actually be really funny. Like, how is that conversation going?
A lot of Ohio talk.
Yeah, he'd be like, so, I used to love watching you play. I mean, I was too young for that, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, LeBron lying about watching the Big Red Machine.
Yeah, like, Big Red Machine, that was my favorite team, even though I was
wearing the Guardians until 1987.
I was at a Guardians game yesterday, rooting for the Guardians.
How about that hair dye, Pete?
Least of his problems. All right.
Pete's in the news again, though. He's having a good week because of Shohei.
That's right. That's right. Getting a couple more autographs.
How about EJ Zags? As they prep for their Sweet 16, they land one of the best players in the portal, Pepperdine transfer Michael Ajayi, the 6'7" wing, averaged 17 points, 9 boards this season. Free agent lefty Jordan Montgomery signing with the Diamondbacks, 1 year, $25 million. And hockey lovers like Pearl will certainly remember Coyotes great Shane Doan. His son Josh made his NHL debut last night for those same Coyotes.
Kesseling with a shot, battled away, blocker saved, a rebound, they score! And it might have been deflected, and guess who? That might be Josh Doan, my goodness.
Josh Doan scoring twice in his NHL debut, a 6-3 win over Columbus. Dad, of course, was there, presented his son with the puck from that first goal on TV on the post-game show. Guys, back to you.
Wow, I can't believe you didn't lead with Gonzaga getting a Pepperdine transfer. Big news. What? What was that about?
One of the biggest names in the portal.
Yeah.
While they're in the Sweet 16, they're getting ready for next year, too.
By the way, West Coast Conference, some really good players coming out of non-Gonzaga schools in the NBA. Jalen Williams, we could have got him. Maybe we would have won a championship. Like, don't sleep on the WCC.
Yeah,
if you're going to give a transfer, it better be football next time. I do not care about it. Some kid from Pepperdine going to Gonzaga. Sorry.
Or if a coach enters the portal, like Rick Pitino. He would be the coach that would enter the portal.
I could mention that Louisville apparently wants to hire Rick's son, since they can't hire Rick. They're going to hire Richard Pitino.
Oh, there were people who brought up, well, if you fire Calipari, might as well bring him back. Bring back Pitino.
Oh, I was going to say, I was like, Calipari goes to Louisville? I wasn't sure what you meant by that.
No. If they had hired Rick Pitino, that would have been the greatest sports story of all time.
It's just going to bring it all the way back.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all into 90s nostalgia these days.
Yeah. And Jamal Mashburn's son did enter the portal. That would have been interesting to me. If he
plays
went
at New Mexico. What?
Gonzaga. You were letting EJ influence you with Gonzaga news. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
Well,
it's on the front page of two different major websites.
Yeah.
College basketball was aware of this.
But he wants to know about a New Mexico transfer. Okay.
That's Jamal Mashburn Jr.
He's watched college hoops for 7 total minutes this year, EJ. What else should we expect?
855-212-4CBS. Bogish, thank you so much. We see you guys on the phones. You want to weigh in on many things. One, do you like the Christmas Day doubleheader for football? It lands on a Wednesday this year. I dislike it. Perloff loves it. You can tell us what you think at 855-212-4CBS. We also have our great debate question for this Wednesday, which we do every Wednesday. The most must-see baseball player of all time. You can hit us up. 855-212-4CBS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Don't move. Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff answering some major questions from the show. Number one, our great debate, who is the most must-see baseball player of all time? That was our great debate question. And secondly, doubleheader on Christmas Day, which falls on a Wednesday this year from the NFL. Do you love it? Do you hate it? Let's go to Andy, who's in Michigan. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing excellent. What's up?
Excellent. So, great debate. I got the perfect one for both you and Perloff. This is the Shohei Ohtani of the 20s, Babe Ruth.
I know. The most must-see player. We thought about doing Babe Ruth, or at least I did, and I went with just a pitcher and Pedro Martinez. But here's a real question for you guys. If we saw Babe Ruth now, if we were transported back to the 1920s, whatever, to see Babe Ruth, do you think we would find him as impressive, because now we see athletes who are huge, like bigger, stronger, faster. We're used to a certain type of athlete. Like, if you've seen Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton and Shohei Ohtani, do you think Babe Ruth, we'd be like, eh?
Well, yeah,
not as big as we think.
But the dude hit 60 homers.
Valid point.
Yeah, no.
But I think
we've
seen the homers. They're crazy.
Time, right?
Yeah, I disagree with that. By the way, I think he'd be more fun to watch than any of those guys.
But don't you even think if we watch the pitchers, they're not throwing 99 mile an hour cheese that back then?
Yeah, but they had breaking balls. I don't think it was that. And why was that no one else hitting homers? I mean, he beat the next guy by 40 homers.
That's true. What else you got, Andy?
I wanted to weigh in on the Christmas thing. Sure. NFL, you're just getting greedy. Stop invading my holidays. Like, Thanksgiving's great. I love it. But you know what? Hey, Christmas, it's the time I get to spend with my family. And chances are the toys that I bought my kid, she's going to want me to play with them. And by about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we're so freaking stuffed on food and bored with each other, we want to get out and do something. So, I mean, I guess maybe if your kids are older, I wouldn't be such a hater on this. But it's like, come on, guys, just give me my Christmas. And then I'll see you on Sunday.
Yeah, Andy, so not going to be tuning in. And again, the numbers are going to tell the story. I mean, we'll never get, like, actual numbers probably. But if it's significantly down from viewership, no, the NFL will get the hint.
What are you talking about? Are they expanding on Christmas big time?
No, but I'm saying if people like Andy don't tune in, and if he's, you know, indicative of a lot of other people out there who aren't able to tune in, then the NFL will get the hint.
Yeah, he's not, and they're not. And because everyone's going to watch this game because everyone's sick of their family like me.
Richard's in Indianapolis. Hey, Richard, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing excellent. How are you, sir?
Fine. The left arm of God needs to be noted. Sandy Koufax.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up with Sandy Koufax, pitching 9 innings, not 2, not 3. Fastball that hummed down the plate, scared batters. Sandy Koufax, a must-see.
Richard, thank you so much. And yes, Sandy, definitely making the short list. There were a couple others that we tossed around that we have not heard yet, and the great debate question was the most must-see Major League Baseball star. Josh Hamilton?
I love home runs. I love home runs, but I mean, he's one of many great home run hitters. Why does he stand out over everyone else?
Pretty electric. Do you remember the All-Star? No. Yeah. Do you remember the All-Star game where he crushed the record right before they basically, in the last season of Yankee Stadium, the old Yankee Stadium? That was an electric moment.
Josh Hamilton over Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds, Jim Tomey. I mean, like, there's a million Josh Hamiltons. But okay, I hear you. I didn't realize he stood out that much over everyone else.
Josh Hamilton, for a very brief moment, unfortunately for him, he didn't have the sustainability, but because of the other demons, but he was an exciting guy.
By the way, I have some Christmas Day view. You said if ratings start to slip.
Yeah.
Last year, Christmas Eve, $35 million for the Cowboys Dolphins. And Christmas Day, $29 million for Chiefs Raiders, $29 million Eagles Giants, and then $27 million 49ers Ravens. So ratings are not going to slip. No. I mean, the Giants Eagles game was not a good game last year, and that got $29 million.
Well, but again, you have a big market there.
I just think that they're doing fine. I think they're probably even do better on a Wednesday. This is going to be, it's not going anywhere.
Well, you're probably right about that.
I think a lot of people may put it on. I think you're not getting the kind of engagement people are watching the way. In fact, that Miami Dolphins game, we were at dinner. We went to a local restaurant in Lehigh Valley that night.
The Cowboys game?
Yeah, and yeah. I saw the game on the screen. Oh, right, that game's happening. We didn't even think twice, and we're a sports family.
But it's still one of the highest-rated games in recent memory. So you're saying, okay, yeah, they got the giant TV ratings, but people weren't paying attention the same way. That seems kind of thin. I mean, they're getting ratings. They're getting advertising dollars. This is going nowhere.
855-212-4CBS just gave you the number, but we are basically flat out of time. So we will have to update the cruising region of the Maggie and Perloff March Madness one-hit wonders bracket tomorrow, which has had so many good topics today. Our one-hit wonders had to take a bit of a backseat. So you can always go to at Maggie and Pearl on Twitter if you'd like to vote. We have the round of 32 still up
for
Turn It Up region, right?
Yep.
We'll do that tomorrow. And we'll bring you the results from the cruising region as well, because I know everyone was dying. You can't move on with your day without this information. The Maggie and Perloff one-hit wonders bracket. Thank you, EJ Stewart. Thank you to Pete Pilotti. Thank you to Andrew Bogish and Andrew Kaplan. We know coffee drinkers. You know who you are. We'll see you tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.